Experts looking for the root cause of the vaping lung illness outbreak may have found their smoking gun. The Washington Post is reporting this morning that federal authorities are zeroing in on recent changes to the ingredients used in popular marijuana vaping products. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Peter Hackett, the owner and operator of Air Vapor Systems, a Concord-based company that provides vape hardware and supplies to the legal market. Mr. Hackett, thanks for joining us this morning. You know, one of the things that the paper is reported is a little bit confusing. They're quoting their sources as saying black market operators are using more thickening agents to dilute their product because of a crackdown by state authorities that has made it harder for them to get THC oil. Usually when you think of diluting something, you think of thinning it. So can you explain this thickening agent to us?
Absolutely. So when you're buying an illicit product on the black market, what you need is a quick litmus test so that you can judge the quality. So to reference this to another illicit substance which people may be familiar with in popular culture, let's say cocaine. So if you were going to buy cocaine on the black market, you dip your finger in it, rub it against your gums, and see if your gums go numb. If it does, then that means to you, hey, this is actually a good product. Now, if I'm an illicit cocaine dealer and I have absolutely no ethics and morals, I can find chemicals like baby powder and put another chemical in there that'll burn your lips. And it's completely fake, but it'll pass your litmus test and allow you to think that this is a good product. Well, that's what these thickening agents are. THC oil is very thick. So in order to judge its qualities, what people will do is put it into a vape pen. And when they receive that vape pen, they'll turn the vape pen upside down to see if the little air bubble moving in it and how fast that air bubble moves. Judging the speed of that air bubble will indicate the thickness of the oil, which indicates quality. If it's quality oil, then it's going to be very thick and the air bubble will move very slowly. So what's recently been happening, and this is what I believe is really the missing headline in all these news reports around the vaping illness, is that this is actually, these illnesses, as bad as they are an indication that legalization is working. Because California is the black market that supplies all other markets in the United States. So 85% of all weed that's grown in California, you can see it in the article itself, is really destined to go out of state. Now, because of the legal market here in California progressing over the last 2 years, enforcement actions in Humboldt County and a loss of temporary licenses among a lot of businesses up there have resulted in a huge drought, or what would be referred to as a drought, in the cannabis market up here, which means both white and black market producers don't have access to the supply that they need. So what ends up happening on the black market especially is that they use more thickening agent and more cut in order to dilute their solutions because they just don't have enough real cannabis oil available to them. This vitamin E acetate, it's been used in vape formulations for over the last 2 years, and we've seen it, but it's only been used in ratios of 10 to 20%. But now with this new vaping, with this new drought of cannabis flower in California, which is affecting the entire black market, now they're having to dilute their solutions with 70 to 80% of this thickening agent, which is causing people to get hurt.
So let me take your analogy and kind of wind it back to make sure we fully understand the scenario. Let's go with cocaine. If someday there was zero cocaine coming into the country, but the demand was still there, unscrupulous people seeking to put dollars in their pockets would sell a product that looked like cocaine but wasn't. And you're suggesting
exactly
in this
right.
case that's what's going on here. If you can't get enough legit THC oil, so to meet the demand, and apparently this stuff's being sold at mom-and-pop gas stations and pop-up stores, you use vitamin E oil.
Correct. Exactly. And, you know, California is one of the, due to the internet, everybody knows what's going on in California. Everybody knows what's going on in these legal states. So if you're in a state that doesn't have a market for this, you see the products, you want the products, you just can't get your hands on them except through an illegal black market connection.
For the average person in another state who is buying a black market product, is there any way for them to determine whether their THC oil that they're buying in a vape cartridge has been diluted in this way?
There's really no way to tell, and that's why, you know, this is so dangerous. The only way to tell is a lab test. This is a lot like AIDS was in the 80s. If there was some sort of visual indicator that people could know whether or not you had AIDS or whether or not this vitamin E, then it would be great. But unfortunately, that does not exist. Only a medical lab test can detect AIDS, just like only a scientific lab test can detect the constituents of a vape product.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a possibly naive question here, because a number of these lung cases have been in California, where in theory, you ought to be able to legally purchase a safe product. Does that suggest that pricing is an issue, or availability, or is there a mismatch in demand? In other words, are there parts of the state where it's hard to get legal stuff?
Yes, yes. All that is true. And basically what you're seeing and witnessing firsthand here is a market in transition from illegal to legal. The California market has been illegal all the way since the 70s and the 80s. So we're having a 50-year momentum of illegal, purchases and consumer consumption in California. And that just doesn't, you don't just flip a switch and end that overnight. That has to eventually grow out of itself. And what you have are some counties in California that are cannabis friendly. They'll allow shops and retail and delivery services to open within their city borders. But there's other municipalities which are strictly against it. And that doesn't mean the constituents in those municipalities don't want cannabis. They do, but those municipalities for whatever reason have decided to not allow it or make it very difficult for cannabis operators to exist in a particular area. So yes, even within the state, there are pockets and there's holes where the black market is stronger than the white market due to accessibility, due to distribution limits.
Peter Hackett, thank you for the education this morning. Mr. Hackett is the owner and operator of Air Vapor Systems, a Concord-based company that provides vape hardware and supplies to the legal market.